is Lita Saptami in Braj Mandal. Unchagan is the small mountain behind Radharani, and this is the place of Lita Sakhi's Avirbhav, Stali, her appearance place. So all the Brajbasis are celebrating all over Braj Mandal, the appearance day of Lita today. Raghunath Das Goswami in Sri Stavavali. Das Goswami has written a very beautiful, he's written a very a series of verses to glorify the different parishads of the Lord. Because entering Golok Prapti or Lila Pravesh, entering the pastimes of the Lord, of course, requires Siddhadeya and also Prem. Must be in Prem, Braja Prem, Gopika Prem. But we're entering a family, the generic family of a Vaishnava. He leaves his Janam Gotra and he enters a new Gotra, Nitya Gotra, Achyuta Gotra, Vaishnava Gotra, Eki Gotra, Krishna Parivara, Krishna family. But specifically in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we're interested primarily in Manjari Bhav, although Sakya Bhav is there, followers of Balaram, the Sakas. And we will go to Vrindavan, enter Vrindavan, from Boma Vrindavan first, and Sarup City, and then finally in Vastu City, we'll go to Goloka, Braja Gokul. But we'll be entering a family there. We have the Guru, the family of Guru, Guru Varg, the Parivar Guru, Guru Sakhi, and Param Guru Sakhi, and Paratara Guru Sakhi, a line of Sakhi, Manjaris, Gurus. But then we're all Anugata, Sakhi Anugata. We're all following the Sakhis. We're all, our family members will be Rupa Manjari, and Ashta Manjaris, Rati Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, Vilas Manjari, Manjulali Manjari, Guna Manjari, Rasa Manjari. And then there'll be Lalita Sakhi and Vishaka Sakhi and Ashta Sakhis, Tungavidya, Indulika, Chitra, Champak, Rangadevi, Sudevi. So they'll be our family. Then, of course, Radhika, Priyaji and Priyatam. So this is a new, we'll live in a new place. We'll take birth in Barsana, Sakhi Janam Barsana. And then Radharani will get married to Abhimanyu and travel to Yavat. And we'll get married to someone from Yavat, and we'll go there. Most Manjaris, not all. Some Manjaris, they don't get married. They just go with their sister. Their sister may get married, and she says, I want my younger sister to go with me. So then she comes, part of her entourage. Like Radharani, she married Abhimanyu, and her younger sister said, I must go also. Ananga Manjari, I cannot remain in Barsana. So then she also got married. Was it brother, two brothers, two sisters? So the brother Abhimanyu, his name is Duramad. Duramada. That means Duramad. His mother, his mati is Karabhoga. His mind is not good. Duramati. Duramati becomes Duramad. Duramada. So Abhimanyu. And his brother Durmada. So he married Radhika and Ananga Manjari. And so Ananga Manjari is like this with Radhika and Yavat. So Yavat will be our Lila Stali. And our Janam Stan will be Varsana. And then Govardhan Radhakun will be Madhyan Lila Stali and Vamshivad. All these places, that's where we go on Yatra. We go on these Yatras to create Bhakti Sanskara. Bhakti Sanskara, deep impressions in the Chitta. This is my home. This is, and roll in this dust and worship this Raj and cover our bodies with this Raj and pray Prarthana. Raj, Brajaraj, Brajaraj Prarthana. That please accept me here. Let me serve here. Let me live here. So we begin by living in Braj Mandal, serving here, praying to serve here, praying to live here, praying to die here. And gradually we purify the senses, the body, then the mind, and then the conception and the hankar. And then the bhav, then janam, 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 lakhs of janam, then we get braj bhav, like the brijvasis. These pandas and brahmins and other brijvasis, they have braj bhav. Their bodies are made of braj raj. Their minds are made of bhav, their hearts are made of bhav. They're doing lokic activity. They're doing all this ahara nidra, maitun bhayam, everything doing like we're doing. But inside, antarbhav, something special, their inner heart, their inner minds. And you hear them, as you know, when you hear them sing, the Nandagaon Vasis or the Barsana Vasis, when they sing about Radha and Krishna, we have those few recordings. What was that? Saharo nahi koi re, saharo nahi koi re, tere bina sham, tere bina sham. Saharo, saharo nahi koi re, tere bina sham. Without tere bina sham, without bin, they say bin, tere bina sham, we say bina. Without sham, bina sham, I have no sahara. No shelter, no sharan. Hamaro nahi koi ne tere bina sham. Hamaro nahi koi ne tere bina sham. Hamaro means we are our everything. We have no one else but you. This is Braj Bhav. We have no one else. Okay, patni, bacha, chora, chori, nani, chacha, mama. Okay, it's going on, but inside, this is the antarbhav. This is all just parabdha, this parivarkam and this business and all that. That's just some external thing, the parabdha. But this bhav, this is atma, the atma bhav of the Brajvasis. So without the instructions, this shikai means shiksha. Shiksha. Without the instructions of Guru and without Gyan from Guru, then you can't get Sham. So this is a Brajvasi. So he has a beautiful verse glorifying Lita Sakhi. Verse 29 from Stavavali, Brajavilas Stav. Sandra Prima Rasai Pluta Priyataya Pragalbhyam Aptatayo Pranapreshta Vayasyor Anudinam Vilabhisaram Krame. Lila Visaram Avisar Avisar Lila Krame Vaidagyena Tata Sakim Pratisada Manasya Shiksham Raser Yeyam Karayati Ha Hanta Hanta Lalita Grinatu Samam Gane Hanta Hanta. Alas, alas. Das Goswami Pad, he's telling. May Lalita, this is his prarthana, may Lalita, who is immersed in the mellows of deep love, Sandra Prema Rasai Pluta. We have Pluto. Pluta means submerge, magna, submerge, Pluta. Sandra Prema Rasai, Prema Ras. Sandra means concentrated, thick, Sandra, very thick, concentrated. Is that... symptom, what is Sandra? Yes, Sandra Nanda Visheshatma. This is Bhava, the definition of Bhava. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the definition of Bhav Bhakti. Sandra Vishesh Atma.
One of the symptoms of pure devotional service.
Yeah, the sixth symptom of pure devotional service. Sandra Vishesha, was it?
Sandra Nanda Visheshatma.
Sandra Nanda Visheshatma. Then the other one is... Sri Krishna Sankarshani. These are the gunas, or sadgunas. In sadhana bhakti, there's two, and bhava bhakti, there's two, and prema bhakti. So this is prema bhakti. Sandrananda visheshatma. The atma, the soul, the atma experiences a very extraordinary vishesh type of concentrated love. Sandra anand, that concentrated bliss of prema, inconceivable bliss at the level of prema, prema bhakti. Then Sri Krishna Sankarshani, that this prema is so vishesh, so unique and special that it pulls Krishna and it Radha and all the parishas. And it pulls him into the Lila Sankarshan. Because if it's pulling Krishna, Krishna's with his parishas. Not only Krishna, Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Sankarshani means Sri is Shakti. And Krishna's Purushottam. So it's pulling all the Shaktis and Krishna, so the Ashtasakis And all the sakis, all the shaktis of Krishna are being pulled, and we're being pulled to them. Prema. Krishna's controlled by prema. Prema brings us into the lila. Lila pravesh means prema. So he's praying to Lalita, you're immersed in a mellow, deep love. And you take shelter of an audacious mood simply out of love. There's different bhavas, different sakis and mantris have different bhavas. So her mood is pragalbhya. Pragalbhya means very bold. Pragalbhya means very bold. Pragalbhya. She's very bold and she steps up and Krishna's trying to touch Radharani. She steps, hey, stop! Who do you think you're touching? Hey, Piche Jao. Don't touch my Swamini. You're contaminated, running with all these cows. She's doing Surya Puja. She took bath. She just took bath in Manasiganga. Now she's going to Surya Kund for Puja. Now you're going to contaminate her, ruin the Puja. Don't you know Yama Niyam? Krishna says, sorry. This is my Priyaji. No, you go with the cows. Pashupal. Everyone in Braj calls Krishna Gopal. What does Lalita call him? Pashupal. Gopal. Gopal! Gopal! Right? Oh, Gopal! Lala Gopal. Ladu Gopal. And hey! Hey, Pashu Gopal! Ciao! This is Lalita. This is Pragalvya. She can tell God where to go. Like sometimes you say, look, let me tell you where he could go. But she does that out of love. It's bhav. It's for her seva. Because it enhances and increases the richness, the rich taste of ras between Radha and Krishna. She's a catalyst. Like in chemistry, they add something, it makes the reaction, goes faster, catalyst. She's a catalyst to expand and deepen the lila and the experience of ras for Rasaraj Sri Krishna. And she helps in accomplishing her heart's beloved Radha Krishna's pastimes, like their abhisar. So she's a sakhi. Sakhi means friend. So friends help other friends. So she's helping. When Radharani is going for Abhisar, that means an Abhisar in English is translated as lover's tryst, which means the meeting of two lovers, when two lovers meet, Abhisar. So then Lalita makes arrangements for that. For example, Radharani, Krishna plays a flute and it's a Sanket Kunj. Radharani is supposed to meet, Sanket means appointed, predetermined, appointed. We will meet in such and such a place. We'll meet in Punchari Ghaon and Prem Gully and this place and such. Because everyone knows the map. For example, you're from Puri or Bombay. Oh, meet me at GPO. Meet me on Chakratirtha Road by the Beni Hanuman Temple. Oh yeah, I know where that is. I know Chakratirtha Road. I live here. I'm a Puri Vasi. I know Beni Hanuman. So then you go there. So in the same way, the Sakhi Manjaris, they know each and every Lila Stali. So then Krishna tells Subal or Sridham's Radharani's sister. Sridham tells the Nangamandri. Nangamandri tells Radharani, Krishna wants to meet you here. So you have to go for Abhisar. So then Lalita, she knows that place. And Radharani's dressing and getting ready to go. And she's in a hurry. Let's go. And Lalita says, sit down. Relax. Don't be in such a hurry. Aram se, betiye. No, no, I have to go. It's late. Let him sit there. Increase his utkanti to bhav. His utkanti, eagerness, yearning, anticipation. Oh, where is Radha? Listen to me, Radharani. I know what I'm doing. So Radharani says, Dasosmi, Lalitaji, Dasosmi, Dasiosmi. And so she, that's what it means. She arranges for her Abhisar. So, okay. And then sometimes Radharani is in such a hurry, she puts one kundala. and goes. Like in the Rasa dance, you read how they came, they were in such a hurry. They had one earring, kajal on one eye, only lipstick on top side, nothing on bottom side. And the acharyas say that this is so Krishna can do seva, so that he can take the humble position. And the gopis, Krishna says, why is this only kajal half? Where's your kajal? And then Manjari gives him kajal. Let me finish. And Krishna puts the kajal on the other eye. Because they want to engage Krishna. And this, all the sakis and manjaris, they're very happy to see this. Because sakis and manjaris, especially manjaris, they love to see when Krishna serves Radha. Radha Seva, Radha Dasyam, Radha Dasyam. We are all dasis of Radha, Palya dasis of Radha. And our Krishna is also Palya. He's Gopalya dasi of Radha. Go means senses. Go means Indriya. Go means Gai, cow. Go means Govardhan. Go means Gwal, Gopas. Go means Bhumika, land. So he's Gopalya dasi Krishna. He's a Palyadasi, he protects Pal, he protects the senses of the gopis, and he serves their senses. Oh, we're having Rasa dance, you only have one, there's a name for that. Nupura. Nupura. Oh, only one Nupura. What is this, kya hoga? Oh, I don't know, I must have. Oh, and then, anyone have? Oh yeah, Manjaris always have extra, all these things. And all the couple of Riksha trees, Brinda Devi will just catch one, give it to one Manjari. Here, Sham. And Sham bends down. And all the suggies go, yeah, very nice. All the Manjaris are watching. Krishna's head right around his feet, putting, and so carefully. You know? Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe. The Krishna that Gaudiyas worship is a servant of Radharani. The Krishna that all the other sampradayas worship, he's Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigra Paramishvara. He's the Lord, he's the Master. And all the Shaktis, Lakshmi is doing Padasevanam, Navavita Bhakti Padasevanam, massaging his feet. She's Supreme Lakshmi, Supreme Shakti. And Vishnu's there. But in our concept of Purusha Prakriti, or Bhagavan and Bhagavati, Krishna's massaging right around his feet. Dehi Parapallava Mudaram. This is very vishesh tattva and very gupta, rahasya tattva, gaudiya tattva of Radharani. Jayadeva Goswami, of course, is telling in Gita Govind. And some very rare siddha saints from 1,000 years ago are telling in their poems and bhajans. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his sampradaya, Nityananda Parivara, Gadadhar Parivara, like this, Advaita Parivara, they're revealing all these, and all the Goswami Granthas are revealing all these secrets. And the Brijvasis, they already have this bhav. Without contact with Lord Chaitanya, because that's Vrindavan, the reality of Vrindavan, the actual Golok, the Aprakrita Vrindavan, in the transcendental realm, this is the situation that Krishna is serving Radharani. The highest form, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, Indrari Vyakulam Vade, Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsa. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. That Krishna, the supreme form of Param, the Purnatam Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan Mathura, Krishna, Purnatara Bhagavan Dwarka, Purnatara Bhagavan Mathura, Purna Bhagavan Dwarka, but Purnatam Bhagavan Vrindavan. So he is serving Radharani. That's why even in this realm, in this Bhoma Vrindavan which we see, and everyone says Jaya Radhe. But every the Vallabhas and And all the other, practically, Nimbarkis have the idea of Sakhi Bhav. But even that Sakhi Bhav is a different conception. They're not so much, even Krishna's, the Sakhis are enjoying with Krishna, but not so much serving him in the mood. He's serving them. They don't have this idea in Nimbark. But the Madhvas and all the other Sampradayas, Krishna, everyone's serving Krishna. Chamar, Puja, all these things. It's more like Dasya Bhav. So here in Vrindavan, automatically have this mood that, Krishna. Like we were in Haridev Mandir, we went on Parikrama Giriraj this morning, and one Brahmin came there and said, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Sham. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Sham. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Sham. When he's saying Radharani's name, he held his arms up and he's in front of Haridev and great ulas and uche, loudly. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Sham. Jai Jai. It's like, wait a minute, this is God, this is Bhagavan, the Supreme Bhagavan. This Braj Tattva is very rahasya. People from Puri outside the camp, what is this? These people are not, because in Puri so much Aishwarya Bhav and so much Adhar and Jagannath and like this. Here is different mood. I don't know if totally Gopinath is different, but Braj Bhav. But. So then she cleverly teaches her own Sakhi Radha, the art of man. And then he's saying, please, the prayer is, please accept me in your party. Grinatu samam gane. Hanta lalita. Hanta lalita grinatu. Grinatu samam gane. The gun, lalita saki gun, within your group, your party. Grinatu means accept. Hanta Lalita, Hanta Lalita, alas, oh Lalita, Hanta, please. He's anxious, he's very eager. It's like, this is the mood of the prayer. I'm like, can you help me out? Can you accept me? He's heartily yearning and crying out for this acceptance by Lalita Sakhi. There's one, I don't see it here, I think it's in Braj Riti Chintamani by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. He explains how one of Radharani's names is Lita Manini, Bia. Lita, maybe it's the next verse actually, I forgot. Pranaya Lita Namaspara. Oh, that's Vishaka. It says, Lita Manini, Bia means Bhaya. That Radharani is afraid of Lalita. Out of fear of Lalita, Radharani accepts man. This mood of man. This contrary, opposing mood to Krishna, man. And that's what this verse says here, that she's a teacher of that. Manasya Shiksham. Pratisada Manasya Shiksham. She's the Man Shiksha Guru of Radharani. That's right. We've heard of Bhajan Shiksha Guru. Pradarshika. What is it? Vartma Pradarshika Guru. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Bhajan Shiksha Guru. Bhajan Guru. Shravan Guru. Mahanta Guru. Kula Guru. Jagat Guru. But she is the man. She's the man guru. Manasya Shiksham Rasair. This is her. She teaches Radharani. She cleverly teaches Radharani the art of man. Some further explanation. Ujjala Nilamani. Prema Saubhagya Sad Gunyad Adika Saki Durlangya Vakya Prakara Prakyata Gora Vochita. describe, these are particular characteristics or moods of different sakis. So a saki who is superior in love, good fortune, and attributes is called adhika. And a saki whose words are indefeatable is called prakar. And a girl who is always proud. When such adhik prakar saki, so this is, of course, she's pragalbhya and she's prakar. It's like we say, what do we say? Dakshin and Prakar. Usually they say, Chandravali is Dakshin Prakar. She's submissive. But Lalita and her party, they're not submissive. They're not submissive to Krishna. Satyabhama is Prakar. She's Pragalbhya Prakar. Rukmini is Dakshin Prakar. She's submissive. Krishna's fanning. Rukmini is fanning Dwarkadish and Dwarka, the Chamar Seva. And then he's joking with her. He teases her. Some Narma. And he said, oh, why did you marry me? You could have married Chedi Raj or Shishupal. He's so powerful, so wealthy. And it's not too late yet. And she and then she fainted in pralaya, unconscious on the floor. Morchita. She couldn't bear it. It was just only teasing. And then he got some water and put it on her face. And I was only joking. I was only joking with you. She said, oh, don't joke like that. So this is a dakshin, a submissive, humble mood. Very surrendered mood that she has. So this is a description of Lita. And then she sees, because Lita, she's the Adhika Prakara Saki, if she sees even a slightest flaw in Radha's total control over Krishna, she will teach Radharani man, and she will not tolerate any slackening of the man. So somehow, if Radharani starts acting in a submissive and a very surrendered mood towards Krishna, then Lalita will say, what is this? She'll take her ear, you know. Hey, suno. Kyakari. Kikorcho. What are you doing? You're acting submissive to him? You're offering arti? And they say, no. Stop this. You know, you have to go like in this man now. So then she's a bia, she's afraid, it's described that Radharani is sometimes trembling. She's trembling in fear of Lalita Sakhi. Lita manini bia, out of fear of Lalita. This is a transcendental, like Krishna's fearful. And Janani's chasing me with a stick. Mother Yashoda's chasing me with a stick. She's going to beat me, and Krishna is showing fear. It says in Bhagavatam, Yad bibeti swayambhayam. He who is feared by feared personified. Krishna, even fear personified, bhayam swayam, is afraid of Krishna. That person who creates fear and fear personified is running in fear of Yashoda. So now, Radharani is afraid of Lalita in the same way. That if Lalita raises her eyebrows, hey, what is this? Then she, oh, Lalita's. So Krishna's guru is Radha. And Radha's guru is Lalita. What does Krishna say in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Ami Shishyehe, Prem Guru. Amar Prem Guru Radhika, Ami Shishyehe, Ami Shishyanat. He says that my Prem Guru is Radha and I am her dancing. And he says, Shishyanat. Maybe you can look it up.
Yes.
I am dancing. I'm not just a student, I'm dancing. Maybe it starts with Ami or something? Ami. So Radharani is the same way. I mean, in relation to Lita. This is an entry from Ujjvala Nilamani. When Lita saw Chitrasakhi endeavoring to pacify and cool down Radhika's proud huff, which means her man bunga, breaker man. She said to Chitrasakhi, this is what Lita said, because she saw, because Radharani's in man, she's in kunja, sitting on the flower bed. And Krishna's trying to meet different sakhis and get them to plead his case. So Chitrasakhi comes out to get some water or something for Radharani. Oh, psst, psst, Chitra. So Krishna's saying, please, you know, you can do me a favor, please. You know, please go and tell Radharani to be nice. So that, don't worry, I'll break her mind. So then Chitra goes in and she starts saying, oh, Shama's so much missing you and he's very sorry and he didn't mean this and that. And then Lita sees that. She sees that Chitrasakhi is speaking something like this to Radharani, to Man Bhanga, to break her man. She says, hey, stupid girl, shut up. I know this king of cheaters has subdued you with his instructions. How amazing. I praise your nature. Did you use such flattering words even while seeing Radha was spending the whole night awake and Govardhan Hill, waiting vainly for Krishna? Anyway, so far so good. There's no need for any more of your flattering words to try to encourage Radharani by flattering her. Now get out from here. Quickly get out of here. Because Lita, she says, what is this? Radharani's waiting all night? It's called Vasicha. Waiting all night in a kunja for Krishna, and he's with Chandravala, Padma, Shaivya, not coming. And then he comes, sun is coming up, and he comes in. Huh? What? And then Radharani's, oh, he finally came. And she's starting to go out of the kunja to meet him. She hears his ankle bells, his nupura, or his kinkini. And Lita says, sit down. Dude, what is this? So this, now she's telling Chitrasakhi, get out from here. What did he do to our Swamini, to Radha? All night we dressed her, made her so beautiful and attractive, and we brought her here, and now he's using flattering words. He's telling you, oh, I got lost, and it was raining, and the wind was blowing, I couldn't find a pathway, and I got lost, and what is that? So Lita says, Pragalvya. When Lalita instructs Radharani in man, Radha cannot give up that man without Lalita's permission, not even out of her own free will. And because of this, another name of Radharani is Lalita Bhiti Manini. Lalita Bhiti Manini. This is from Das Goswami's Radhika Stotra, Ashta Stotra, 108 Names of Radharani by Das Goswami. This man of Radha is Lita's greatest contribution to the service of Krishna. Bhamya sobhave man ute nirantar. Uhara bhamye ute krishner ananda sagar. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says that sobhav man ute nirantar. Ute krishner anand sagar. That without any end, Bhamya Sabhav, the nature of this Bhamya, this left-wing Sakhi Lalita, her nature, her Sabhav, is that Nirantara, without sensation, Nirantara, Ute. Ute means Uto. She's always bringing out, time and time again, she's making Radharani enter Man. So he's always bringing or rising up, and how does Krishna responding to that? This is continually submerging him in Anand Sagar, an ocean of bliss. Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishya Nat. Nat. Nat means, Bengali means Nat.
Radhikara Prema Guru Ami Shishya Nat. Sada Ama Nana Nritya Nachaya Udvai.
Oh, he never stops dancing. Nitya Nritya. Nitya nritya. Dancing. Radhikara prema guru ami shishyanat. Sadamanana nritye nachaya udbhat. Radhikara prema guru ami shishyanat. Sada ama nana nritya nachaya udbhat. Radhikara prema guru. Bolo.
Radhikara prema guru.
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 Ami shishyanat.
Ami shishyanat.
Ami shishyanat.
Ami shishyanat.
The prema of Radhika is my guru, not even Radha. The prema of Radha. The man prema. The Mahabhav prema, all the different types of prema. Prema by chitya. It's one of the viraha, type of viraha, separation, prema by chitya. Man prema by chitya. Purva rag, pravasa rag, sambhog prema. Radha saha krida rasa bridhira karan. Arasava gopigana rasa pakara. Oh, that's tomorrow's class. Well, this is also. The prema of Radhika is my guru, and I am her dancing disciple. Ami shishyanat. Radha's prema makes me dance in various novel dances, nana nritya, different types of dances. Nachai, udbhat, very special. This is Krishna speaking in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 4. To make the ocean of Radha's love swell unlimitedly and give Krishna the sweet relish of Radha's sweet love, Lita teaches Radha Rani and Man. This is one of our special dexterities of love. Rupa Goswami Pad has defined Man in Ujjwala Nilamani Sakhi Prakaran. Snehas tutkrichtas tatavatya maduryam manayan navam yodara yat yadakshinanyam saman iti kirtyate. When sneha reaches its maximum, it makes the lover experience a fresh sweetness. When it carries a crooked unsubmissiveness, that sneha, or intense, sweet, fresh love, is called man. Consequently, man arises in the dealings of love to keep the course of love relishable, fresh, and dynamic. Man makes something which is anyway always enjoyable, sweet, and desirable in its novel sweetness. Man is to Krishna's prem lila what Karpur is to Kheer. If you have Kheer, you put itna, 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 Karpur. Mix parke. And cook in the Kheer, then so much flavor comes. Isn't it? Lalita Sakhi Ki Jai. So this is the prayer of Raghunath Das Goswami, praying to Lalita to please accept me in your party. There's another place, another verse that describes that if someone is in Braj, living in Braj Mandal, Braj Vas, doing bhajan, that Lalita Sakhi is wandering. She's wandering around Vrindavan looking for anyone that wants to serve Radharani. Because she wants to get, just like when it's election time. There's many election time, what they call, you know, the elections. Then there's many canvassers, many college students. They go around, oh, come vote for Congress Party. Put your vote, Congress Party. They go house to house, take some candy. In the villages, they come and give you little gifts. And they give, sometimes they give some gifts. They give prasad. They have, the politicians have bandaras. And they invite the people, come have some kachori, kheer, and say, now look, you know, please, and they directly ask them, here you take, then say, please everybody take the kheer and kachori, but please vote for me. This goes on here in the village. So everybody likes the elections because they eat whatever, all kinds of free food in Bhandara. And then they just vote whatever they vote. So in the same way, these canvassers are trying to collect more and more people to vote for Congress Party or BJP or whatever they are. So Lita Sakhi is looking for more people come to Radharani's party. So if she sees anyone in Vrindavan crying for the seva of Radharani and meditating on the seva of Radharani, then she'll come and give special mercy and help them attain. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his bhajans, he's praying, when will Lita Sakhi hear me crying in my kunj, and she will come and take me? Because Lita Sakhi is also Shiksha Guru for the Sakhi Manjaris, for the Manjaris. So she's the entrance. Lita Sakhi, Brinda Devi, and of course Guru Sakhi. So this is Radharani. Krishna's telling in Adi Puran to Arjun that he who says he is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But he who is my devotee of my devotee, he's a bhakta, das. I accept him as my devotee. We're having these series of classes to glorify Radharani. But if we want to glorify Radharani, if we glorify Lalita, then certainly Radharani will be attracted. Just like we say, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Then Krishna comes. Raghunath Das Goswami explains it. This is explained in Prarthana. Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. He said, if you chant the name of Krishna, then Radha comes. If you chant the name of Radha, then Krishna comes. So you should always chant Yugal Nam. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishor Jivane Marane Gati Aro Nahi Mor. So he's saying like this, Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna, Yuga Mantra. So if we chant, then they both come. If we chant Radhe, 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 then Krishna comes, who is this? Why are you calling Radhe, Radhe? And they say, Shyam, then Radharani comes. But somehow, Vrijvasis, they don't chant Krishna's name, they chant Radhe, Radhe. But he said like this. So Lalita Sakhi, she's very... In the same way we're chanting Lalita Sakhi's name, so then Radharani's coming. Oh, you're glorifying Lalita. She is so near to me and so dear to me. Who is this? Who is glorifying Lalita Sakhi? So that's why today, it's interesting, today is Lalita Saptami. Of course it may change year to year. But this year the nakshatra for this day is Anuradha. Anuradha. Anuradha is a second name for Lalita. Dusranam, Lalita Sakhi, Anuradha, means one who follows, one who, Anugata, one who follows Radharani. Who follows Radharani? Everyone. But specifically, Lalita Sakhi. You make tambul bhatika, make tambul, pan. Make, fold over pan, they put inside some long clove. Then give to Guru Sakhi. Then Guru Sakhi gives to Guru Sakhi. Then goes to Rupa Mantri. Then Rupa Mantri gives to Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi, she gives to Shyam. Because Lalita Sakhi's here, then Shyam. Lalita Sakhi, Shyam, Radha, then Vishakha. But the access to Krishna goes through Lalita. Access to Radha goes through Vishakha. But we want to please Radha. So we please Radha by arranging to please Krishna. So we're making this bhatika, tambul bhatika, to please Radharani. And then it goes to Rupa Manjari, then she gives to Lalita Sakhi. And then she gives. And sometimes then the Manjaris, like Rupa Manjari, also gives to Radharani or to Vishakha. Then Radharani, she gives directly to Krishna. That's why you see many murtis, Radharani is going like this. And in her hand, carved in the hand is tambul, and it's painted green. The first Radha and Krishna deities we worshipped in 1977 in Berkeley, Radha Gokulananda, One hand was like this, and she was like this. And her fingers were like this, this mudra. And in here, part of the carving of the Murti, same as Radha Madhava in Mayapur, Radha Madhava, Radha Gopi Janavallabha in Boston, all three made in 1968. Or no, they were made later, but this Berkeley is 68. So they're all offering, Radharani's offering pan, green, you know, the green leaf folded like this little triangle. So this Lalita is offering to Krishna, because when Krishna gets a tambul, then he's going to take it. And then he's going to what? Turn to Radharani. Tambul dedo. And then she's going to get the tambul. So if we give tambul directly to Radharani, she doesn't want it. She wants Krishna prasad. Krishna prasad. Krishna adhara amrita. Adhara Amrit. Adhara Amrit. Just like our Jagannath Ji, his one name, Jagannath Ji's name is Raktadhara. Raktadhara. Huh? So this, chewing this pan, Jagannath's chewing so much pan, no? So his lips are very red and he's very happy. So then Krishna gives, so someone says, why don't you just, you're making tambul, why don't you just give it to Vishakha, or Rupa Manjari just gives it directly to Radharani? Nay, Radharani said, what is this white? This doesn't, like if we eat bhoga, it doesn't have any taste. There's no taste there. So we offer bhoga to Guru, to Radha, Radha offers to Krishna, and back from Brahma, then we take, then it's both swad, tasty. Mahaprasad. It's very tasty. So this is concludes our class for today.